One of the things I do to relax is to hum. I thought I'd give you a little humming tune here. This is one that I find I fall into in my acting when I'm preparing for a scene or whatever. My makeup man, Thomas Nellen, gets a kick out of this. It goes something like this.
Oh.
Good morning, sweetheart. Welcome to the sleep tapes. Perhaps you'd like to join me in some humming. No? Come on, sit down here.
Are you talking to someone?
I'm talking to you. Come here. No, come here. Sit down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just doing some humming.
Are you making the tapes?
I'm making it right now, as we speak. What kind of nice, relaxing sounds might you want to share? Give me a little hum.
I just woke up.
I know, isn't it? It's so kind of ironic. I'm doing the sleep tapes with you just arising, and somewhere, someone on the planet is trying to sleep. Give them a little early morning sleep tape humming.
That was it.
No more?
Mm-mm. I'm gonna go over here and...
No. See, I'm turning it off. Talking, guys. It's fun playing. See you a little bit later. Have a good... All right, you comfy? All right. Hey, you want a glass of water? Here. Yeah, water. We need water, although I don't know if you're like me. You drink some water before you go to bed. You're getting up a couple of times during the night, but that's okay. It's nice to get up in the middle of the night. You know, you pass the window, you see the full moon out there, or on the way to the toilet, you're noticing the patterns on the rug. It can be a good experience. Anyway, I get off the track here. Why don't you get cozy? Cozy for some bedtime stories. The raven sways in the wind at the very top of the pine. A lone black pennant, an ensign signaling to those who watch that a storm is imminent. Wheat will boil, the saplings fold and snap. We close the barn doors and soothe the stalled horses with whispers and hands. A crack of thunder sends a shudder through them and passes into us. And we stand together, grounded, all legs trembling. Tenor player, good tone, good hands. Never played with the big guys, but still, well, he was good. And between sets, Ray would take out some silly putty, you know, that kid stuff, and he'd stretch it and pull it, and even make little animals and things. He said it kept his fingers limber. In his pockets, he'd carry three or four of those plastic eggs the stuff came in. That's how he came to have the nickname, the Hen. With space materi to store my remains aboard an Eternus satellite. body will forever loop around the planet and emit a flashing light whenever it passes over a memorable location. Like that bar in Redondo Beach where we first met. Or IKEA. The sea is under the sky. The clouds are in the sky. The sun is between the clouds. My keys are on the table. I will be in the car driving beneath the sky towards the sea. There is a small house on the beach. The door is red. I will open the door and put my keys on the table. You will be in the blue chair near the window. You will turn, fold the corner of the page in the book you are reading, and rise to kiss me now.
All of my friends told me I was sleeping with my eyes open, walking down the middle of the road, nowhere to go. And I spent so much time staring at all the choices in the grocery line. Oh, I go blind. Then you fell from space one day, jumped without a place to come down to, and I found you. All of the world can see that far away the stars, your mission to Mars. So it's hats off, we blast it right off, just to see the planet disappear in the rearview mirror. Looks so much clearer.
graveyard for childish dreams in his palm, a broken lifeline.
Big nothing.
The mechanical amusement spluttered to life in his fist as he clenched it word and died again. It was a cowboy who drew his gun, but the pistol was welded to the holster by age and careless children, so it struggled and strained and it unwound his own string.
Big nothing.
He didn't need tattoos to show where he'd been and who he'd loved. It was the same thing that men had cried for, that women had dyed their hair for. The cellophane illusion of a starry sky stretched over an open sewer. Daughter, the way her eyes would alight at the greedy circus barker's blackmail song. How he wanted to smash her skull in when she parroted back, "Tell mommy, tell poppy, you need this little dolly."
Big nothing.
Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
All of my friends told me I was sleeping with my eyes open, walking down the middle of the road. No.